Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to That's Life with Mark Snyder. Today's show is a salute to the Partridge family and Shirley Jones, who played Shirley Partridge. And it's a song that still makes us all smile and be happy. A show that's now on Nickelodeon every night at 8 o'clock. And here is the star of the show, Shirley Jones. Hi, Shirley.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's really nice to see people really getting into it. Can you speak a little louder for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay. You know, it's great to talk to you, and you must be thrilled with the resurgence of the show.
It's just great. I'm so happy about it. I think it's time we had some good family television, and you know, everywhere I go, people have asked me, is the Partridge Family coming back? We need shows like the Partridge Family. Well, here we are, and I'm thrilled that it's on Nick at Night.
It's interesting that you mention that, because I think people want to go back to the innocent times where, you know, nice characters, nice families, and they don't seem to get that anymore.
No, there's very little of that, you know, in movies, too. So I think they're all very excited. I understand the show is doing very well, so I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, it's nice. Now, tell us a little bit about how you landed the character of Shirley Partridge. And what the character was for you when they explained it to you.
Well, you know, they said it was of course a singing group, a singing family, and it was based on a real live singing group called the Cowsills. And they had been a family up in Northern California, and so the script was sort of loosely based on their life. And when I read it, I wasn't really in the market at the moment for doing a television series, but I thought, well, this is really very unusual and fun, and, you know, it has all the good elements of a sitcom. So I was excited about it, and I had a funny feeling it was going to be a hit. Well, it was.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't think it was going to be around 20 years later.
I didn't exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's interesting about one thing. I was watching the show last night. In fact, we're going to play. This is a clip right here. Listen carefully, folks. This is a clip of Shirley Jones from the show The Partridge Family, on a show where Shirley went back to college.
Campus was a hospital of radicals. We figured
they'd
get mixed up in some kind of protest
march. I thought you had to be over 30 to do that establishment.
It is dishes instead of years.
Look, I'm going to stay out of the limelight as much as possible. That's why I enrolled under my maiden name.
Oh, we want you to know that we think it's great, Mom.
I'm glad. Just had a need to broaden my horizons a little, that's all.
Oh, that's just an excuse. Admit it. We're getting too smart for you.
You certainly are. Look, I didn't do it. So, back here.
Here's your present, Mom.
Okay, book and crayon. Thank you, Tracy.
We're doing something new to our new blanket game recipe.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Bye, Mom. Come straight off to school.
Don't take candy from strangers.
Look all day before crossing the street. Necessity is another invention.
That was a cut from the a very, very funny episode where you went to college, and
yeah,
it was funny.
I remembered it.
Yeah, it was on last night on Nickelodeon at 8 o'clock, and it's kind of funny to watch it now, but, you know, it really stands up quite well for time.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's a charming show, but the humor is wonderful. I mean, the scenes between Danny and Dave Madden and of course, David Cassidy, you know, who's really, I think, his humor in the shows is just great. People forget what a wonderful comedian David is. And, you know, they think of him as a singer, but his comedy was wonderful in the show.
He became bigger than life on that show. I mean, he was the teeny bopper idol of millions. Did the rest of the cast get jealous of his success?
No. Everybody was very excited for David, you know, because they knew that it happened out of the show, and they felt a big part of his success.
Now, I noticed I have one of your albums, The Partridge Family Songbook, and on it says, starring Shirley Jones and featuring David Cassidy. Why was the billing that way?
I have no idea.
you actually did sing on the records, though, right?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Now, who else was singing besides you and David? Was it
well,
just both of you?
We were the only two that had our own voices on the records. The rest were studio voices.
Hmm. Now, I had on Danny Bonaducci a little while ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's a fascinating young man.
Yes, he is.
He had some kind of negative things to say about Susan Day. Was that a problem that's developed recently, or did they not get along on the show?
No, that was just recently, you know, because Susan, I guess everybody was a little upset because Susan really refused to do, you know, to even say congratulations or do anything when Nick at Night bought the show. So we were kind of, you know, all a little upset that as a family she wouldn't, you know, just kind of at least hang in there with us, you know, the show was bought.
Now, you mentioned as a family, which is a very interesting comment to make. How was the cast together? I mean, were you like their mother? Were you a surrogate mother to these kids?
Well, not as far as, you know, discipline and so forth. I mean, you know, they had their own mothers on the set and all of that. Of course, I had my own kids. But, you know, we were together as much as I was with my own family, if not more. And so we got to be very close friends. And, you know, remain so even after the show was over.
Yeah. Now, it's been how many years since the Partridge Family was last seen on television?
It was 1970 to 75.
Wow. Now, I had you on a few years ago, you and Marty Ingalls, promoting a book together.
Right.
It was a very, very humorous book.
Yeah.
How's Marty doing?
He's just wonderful, thank you.
Yeah. It's nice to see that. Now, we're having David Madden on a little later on today. Tell us a little bit about some of the cast members and their contributions to the show, and a little bit about them. A lot of people don't know anything about the younger children, for instance. What were their names, and what
are
they up to?
One was Suzanne Crowe, who played Tracy, the little girl, and Brian Forrester, you know, who played Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian lives near San Francisco now, and he races cars, believe it or not. And the little girl who played Tracy, Suzanne, she and her husband have a bookstore down near San Diego.
Do you ever talk to them at all?
Children.
Yeah. Do you guys ever communicate?
Well, when Marty and I, when our book came out, we went down to Tracy to Suzanne. I keep calling her Tracy. Suzanne's bookstore to sign books for, you know. And got to meet her family, her husband, and she has two children. But other than that, you know, we really don't communicate much anymore.
Well, we've got a caller coming in. I'm going to put that on in a minute. If you'd like to speak to Shirley Jones and ask her a question, it's 584-9679. I'll tell you something. People love David Cassidy. Everybody's been asking about him.
I'll bet.
it's amazing. He's in London now, I understand.
Well, actually, he's in New York now. He and my other son, Sean Cassidy, are about to open in a Broadway show called Blood Brothers.
Hi, we're going to take a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Shirley, I have a quick question. I seem to remember that Sean Cassidy, I think, was on an episode or two. What was it like working with your stepchildren?
Well, Sean is my son.
Oh, okay.
And David is a stepson.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't recall Sean being on the show.
Oh,
it was David that was on the show.
Yeah, I thought he appeared on an episode.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. What was it like, you know, working with your stepson?
Well, it was wonderful because David, you know, up to that point, I really hadn't gotten to know very well. I mean, David, as a little boy, you know, lived with his mother and you know, I would see him maybe a week in the summer or, you know, at Christmas and so on. So we didn't know each other that well, and we became very good friends on an adult level after we started working on the show.
How old was he when he started that?
David was about, I think about 20.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that brings up a point, though. You have your son, Sean Cassidy, and your stepson, David Cassidy, both had one thing in common. They were huge teen stars.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, how did they handle the ending of that teen era? And did David help Sean handle that?
Well, I think Sean learned a lot from, you know, from David, and certainly some of the mistakes that he felt that David has made. You know, I think he knew kind of where the pitfalls were, and I think in that way it really helped Sean. But you know, it's a very, very difficult thing to overcome. I mean, if you want to be an actor and you start out as a rock star, nobody ever really takes you seriously. And I think both boys had to overcome that in order to continue their careers.
Mm. Are there any plans of going together and doing Partridge Family special reunion show?
I don't think so. I don't think we'll do that. Well, first of all, you know, we just can't get everybody. I mean, Susan, of course, would not do it. And, you know, the other two are sort of, you know, don't live around here, and I just don't think we'd be able to do it.
Yeah, you don't think that would work out?
No.
I would think that the interest that's created by this Nickelodeon deal, you know, may force something.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that somebody, you know, will submit a script and we'll have a lot of offers, but... I'm just thinking realistically, I doubt if it can happen.
You know what's interesting when you look at the show? I'm always intrigued by casting. How the person who does the casting conceives as a person in that role. It seems to me like that show is perfectly cast.
I think so. I think we lucked out. You know, I think it's one of the things that made the show work is that everybody seemed to be right on for the character that they were. Plus, we had wonderful writers. We had a wonderful executive producer. You know, it was a real company of people that enjoyed each other and had rapport as people, you know, so we worked well as actors together.
A lot of times when you have a company as large as yours, when you have seven or eight stars of a show, there's infighting and arguing over billing and things like that. Did you have any of that on the show?
We had none of that.
Really?
It was just great. I mean, you know, we had our little to-dos on the set once in a while, but I mean, we really worked as a family. It was wonderful, and you know, fortunately, they sort of deferred to me as a mother figure. And you know, if I would say, okay, this is the way it's going to be, they all said okay. You know, so I was lucky that way. I mean, we all sort of, you know, worked for the good of the show instead of an individual person.
It's interesting the way the character of Dave Madden's character, Reuben Kincaid, progressed as the manager and sort of like the father figure for the children.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Although David Cassidy at times was sort of the father of the family,
too. Yeah, he did that, too, as the big brother, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wrote shows. I mean, shows are written about both of those things, and I think they were made aware of that at the time.
A couple of people called and asked me to ask you this, or I will ask you. Do you have any plans to do any television or movies soon that we can see?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, we'll take another call, I guess. Okay. Hi, you're on WMSX.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi.
Robert from Sharon.
Hi, Robert.
How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Ms. Jones, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too good. You sound just as great as I so heard you on Arsenio Hall.
Oh, good.
It was fantastic. That was a great episode.
Thank you.
It was great. Can I call you Shirley?
Sure.
Oh, great. Sure. I have a couple of quick questions for you. You had one show years ago... when I was a little kid, I believe, wasn't Jodie Foster on when she was a little, when
yes,
she was
Jodie
small?
Yes, Jodie Foster played a little girlfriend of Danny Bonaduce.
Absolutely. That was a fantastic episode.
We had a lot of wonderful, really fine actors on the show in those early years.
It really is amazing how, you know, you see her when she was at that age. I remember the nature of the show, and you see her now where she's a director. And
sure.
Doing all these, you know, directing of movies. And
well, she's a wonderful actress.
She sure is, yeah, she sure is. And I just remember that episode very well.
Yeah, that's great.
I wanted to ask you one other question, Shirley. Is one of your shows go years ago? One of my favorite episodes when I was a little kid was when the bus broke down, it was in the rain, it was pouring out, and your son David was... with Reuben, was out in the bus, and they were trying to get the bus starting and everything, and
yeah.
You were in this, like, little log cabin or something, it was pouring out, and you couldn't get the bus out of the mud.
Yeah.
Did you find a very, you know, a very good episode that
Absolutely.
You enjoyed?
I don't remember it a lot about it, but I
yeah.
remember being in the rain and being soaking wet most of the time.
Yeah, I do, too. It was quite an unbelievable episode.
Well, Rob, thanks for calling.
Okay, fantastic. Have a very nice day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing, and that brings me another question that a lot of people have. People always citing episodes,
mm-hmm.
You know? They just follow the show so much, and I would assume that a lot of the people that watch the show remember more of it than you do.
Absolutely. That's what I just said. I remembered that episode, but I couldn't remember the storyline.
Do you have a favorite episode yourself?
I love the Christmas show that we did. Dean Jagger was our guest star on that. Wonderful character actor. And it was a lovely show. We were sort of lost, or the bus had broken down. We ended up in a western ghost town, and he was there. And it was just a wonderful Christmas show.
Where is that bus now?
I believe it's somewhere near San Diego.
So it's still around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that they would Nickelodeon might move that around the country. And
I think they were trying to find it, but I think they created another one of their own.
Now, did you get paid to help out with this Nickelodeon deal? I know that David Cassidy must be on that payroll because he does promos
David
for them.
You know, is being paid to introduce the show.
Right.
He's been going from city to city. I've not been doing that. No.
Yeah, but it must be thrilling for you. Do you get a royalty on these things?
Well, I own a piece of the show.
Ah, that's even better.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah, because a lot of people I talked to, I remember I had Dwayne Hickman on from Dobie Gillis,
uh-huh,
who told me the contract that he had did not include any provisions for cable because it wasn't invented at the time.
That's right.
And that he's not making anything from that show now.
Well, you know, as far as residuals, it would not have, we would not have received anything. But the fact that David and I both had a piece of the show, you know, we, of course, would, get something from the sale.
Very smart move on your part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were discussing a second ago, and Rob brought up Jodie Foster, and you mentioned Dean Jagger. What other stars-to-be were on that show with you?
Well, we had Lou Gossett Jr. and Richard Pryor. We had Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett? Which episode was she on?
And Jacqueline Smith.
Really?
Uh-huh.
The future Charlie Angels episodes.
Yeah, we had. Well, they did different shows, of course.
Oh, of course. But I can't remember the one where Farrah Fawcett was on. Do you remember the situation she was a guest on?
I'm trying to remember. I believe she played a model that was coming back to town and had made good.
Really? It's interesting when you think about all these things and look back at this. It's hard to believe that it was 20 years ago.
Yes, it really is.
It's like time has stood still, and I expect that when I see you, that you'd be exactly the same as you were 20 years ago, and I assume you're not. You've changed, you've grown, and we've all aged a bit.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Well, I mean, I was a teenager then, and I'm almost 40. So I mean, the times have changed.
Yeah.
But things remain a little bit the same. The thing about the Partridge Family, I think that everybody loves, is the fact that it was honest, it was wholesome, and the family was very important then. And it's interesting to note that your family at that point had no father.
Oh yeah, I must say, I was raising my children were little then when I was doing the Partridge Family. And one of the things I was happy about was that I was able to stay at home and do a television series because I had been running around the country on movie locations for so many years. And a lot of the writers would come to my home on weekends and take stories right out of my house, when I was raising my kids.
Hmm. That's interesting that they would take some of the situations. Now, mentioned... Sorry, Cheryl. You mentioned that the show is based on the Cowsills.
Right.
Did they ever have any participation in the show at all?
No, they really didn't. They sort of, matter of fact, as I recall, they weren't very happy about us doing the show, and I think there was some kind of a rift or something there that happened.
I saw a show the other day where Davy Jones was a guest star.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he played a struggling writer that was a friend of...
Bobby Sherman was a guest star.
Bobby Sherman was a guest star who also played a writer and was a friend of David Cassidy's on
the
show.
That's right.
It's an interesting show, and it's a great show, and everybody has a chance now to watch it at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon every night. And Shirley, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us today.
Well, thank you for calling.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's Shirley
Bye-bye.
Jones, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back with David Madden right after this.
Right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to
I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say, I never...